Scarred for Life by Kerry Wilkinson. Read by Becky Hindley. Chapter 1. Adam Compton undid his top button and tugged at the collar of his shirt. The tut came almost instantly as Jessica Daniel nudged him in the ribs. "Stop fidgeting. We're supposed to be incognito, not looking shiftier than a used car salesman taking a lie detector test. It's itchy. Stop moaning and keep walking with me." Jessica stretched out and took his hand in hers, giving him a squeeze and leading him around a set of benches. "I still don't know why you had to dress up," Adam complained. "You're only wearing black trousers and a shirt. It's hardly a tux. Besides, it's because you're out with me, not slumming it around the house watching children's cartoons in your underwear. I've even got heels on for the first time this year." Adam glanced down as if he didn't believe her, even though he had driven because she didn't fancy chancing her feet on the car's pedals while wearing them. "We're at a railway station. It's hardly dinner at the Ritz," he said. Before she could reply, a public address announcement boomed around Manchester's Piccadilly station, reminding everyone to keep their bags with them. Jessica continued to scan the crowd as they ambled past the main departure board for the fourth time, before stopping close to the exit and turning to look at the times on display. Small groups of people mooched past, clinging onto their bags and squinting at the digital display board before pointing and heading off to their platforms. Men and women in business suits, children climbing over large cases as their parents scanned for the next train to the airport, scallies with their caps pulled down and hands jammed in pockets, City fans, United fans, teenagers. Jessica searched them all, but no one stood out. At least, not in the way she wanted. Adam was fidgeting again. She couldn't remember the last time she had seen him in anything other than a pair of jeans and a t-shirt. Even when he went to his job at Manchester Metropolitan University, he got away with it by putting a jacket over the top. The scruffy git. He freed his hand from hers and tugged at his hair. She knew he was wishing it was long again, having caved in to her relentless nagging and had it sliced down to ear length. "You're not looking posh enough," Jessica said. "How do posh people look?" "They stand straighter and don't pull at the hair." Adam pushed himself up onto the tips of his toes and cricked his back. "Do they stand near open doorways doing nothing as the wind howls through?" "We're here for a reason." "What reason?" Jessica took his hand again and started to lead him across the concourse. Her heels clip-clopped awkwardly as she had to think her way through every step. This used to be easier when she was 17 and sneaking off with her friend Caroline trying to get into pubs. Heel toe, don't step in the cracks between the tiles. Noise echoed around the enclosed area. Footsteps, chatter, a child wailing, the whoosh of an espresso machine. Ding dong. "For security reasons, passengers are reminded to keep their bags with them at all times." "All right, sod off, we get the message." Jessica continued to peer at the crowd as she led Adam to an area close to the women's toilets and turned to face a different departure board. "So?" Adam said. Jessica replied without facing him, still people watching. "There are a few blank spots in the CCTV. Where we were by the doors, here, over by the far tables at the coffee shop and a few other places. Are we trying to stay out of view?" "We're trying to appear enticing. You're failing." "Enticing to who?" Jessica spotted a teenage boy, 14 or 15, squeezing between two people hauling suitcases behind them. He took a phone out of his pocket and stopped in front of a rotating advertising board to make a call. His slanted, spiky hair pointed high to the heavens, and he looked the type to have covered himself in half a can of deodorant that morning. Earring, arse hanging out of his trousers, shiny white trainers, fake gold bracelet, swagger. Not who she was looking for. As the board clicked